Howdy, hello, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. We continue tonight in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 896. Our guest tonight is Kara Cole. This Indianapolis-based artist grew up with a grandpa who could have country music and bluegrass hootenannies on his weekends. Her uncle, who was a master guitarist, helped instill in her at a young age her love and admiration of music. Kara, we learned, not only grew up with bluegrass in her household, but also a measure of it in her family blood. Her grandpa's surname on her mom's side was Stanley. Yes, that. In fact, Kara happens to be a distant cousin of the late, great Ralph Stanley. Kara has a sound all of her own, and she's here tonight with a great band of players to perform for you on Red Barn Radio. Welcome, Kara Cole, to Red Barn.
I've been waiting on you since the day you left. Counted up the seconds, try to freeze the clock all along. Daydream about what we could be. I been a little sweeter to me. I won't pay no mind, girl, 'cause I am finally free. I wish I could say I wish you well, but I hope it feels like hell. I wish I could say I wish you well, but I hope it hurts like hell.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Kara Cole's story is not only one of struggle and suffering, but also transformation and redemption, which makes for a terrifically thoughtful and emotional song set, which I know you are all going to enjoy. Kara here is with her band, and it's a large band. She's joined on stage by Mina Cohane on keys and background vocals, Caitlin Ferry on violin, Adam Shuntich on electric guitar and mandolin, Nate Gray on bass, Kevin Hood on drums, and Ray Rayburn on electric guitar. Welcome Kara Cole and her very large band.
pretend. Maybe we could get along and get it on with before you get gone.
Family ties to Stanley's. I just thought that was kind of fascinating in your bio.
I don't know him personally. I just saw him in passing at the Bean Blossom one time. My aunt, my grandma's only living sibling, Frida, she is who plays upright bass, and her husband is who played the dobro, and they've played in groups with him or like interacted with him at those bluegrass festivals, and it just was always cool. It's like a little thing you can say. It's like, I don't know him, but I know him, you know, and everybody knows everybody in those small towns, so.
When I hang my head, it's too low. Don't think on what I think on much so. You can't spend your time talking about me. Been loving a girl from way down south who loves her dog and never runs her mouth. But I know good things come and they go, yeah. My hands turn blue and nothing You know I got a hard time telling you no in the moonlight. I don't wanna play the game of love on a Monday night. I ain't got a dog left in the fight when it comes to you. Hey!
Myself the guitar. My uncle showed me a few things, and then I taught myself the guitar, and I never really knew the chords I was playing, and I just thought, well, this kind of sounds good together. I just never wanted to take the time to learn it proper because I just wanted to write songs. I knew that I could, like, I wrote poetry and I wrote stories, and I'm like, maybe I could figure out how to translate this into a song. And when I was in active addiction, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, I was starting to play in open mics, and I couldn't do it unless I'd been drinking. And people would say, like, oh, you should do this more often. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. Like, this is not something I'm going to do. Like, that's for someone else. But I played in a duo, probably like 23-ish. Got sober the first time, October of 2019. I didn't play country music. I was just kind of writing songs. I never really got on board with, like, a genre until recently. I got sober, and I started in a different duo where I didn't play guitar, and I just sang and wrote majority of the songs with a guy named Landon Keller. We were called Keller and Cole, and we were together for about 10 years.
That's a good run.
Yeah, we still play shows together, and we still, you know, if something comes up that makes sense for us, I want to do it. I love him, and he's so dear to me, and he came into my life at a time where getting back into the music world was scary, and he kind of held my hand into doing that because I was sober, and it was nice to have him kind of lead the way.
Well, I'll start the coffee and leave the talking to you, but you ain't got much to say these days, no. I'm always waiting on you, so I'll aggravate you, say something that makes you, oh, come back to me with a memory. I'm waiting on you. Where do you go when you drift away? A beautiful sunrise. Go back. to you and all. But you can come to me. So take me back to when my good enough was then, when I was your girl. Can we go back to when my good enough was then, when I was your girl?
What a lovely privilege you had to care for your grandma, Kara.
It was the most beautiful and painful experience I've ever had, really, you know. And I would do it all again. And she did pass at 92. She lived a long, plentiful life. It just wasn't long enough for me, you know. I miss her like it was yesterday. She passed September 21st, 2021. She's the queen of goodwill. She loved to go to every thrift store. She's a big prankster. You know, I don't know if this is a prank, but she would chase people around at our family reunions with crawl dads. She'd get them and sneak up on them and put them, like, on their shoulder, chase them with, like, the turkey legs, some weird stuff, you know. Uh-huh. It was, like, a little traumatizing but funny. Uh-huh. And I loved it. It was like, I hate this, but also try to get me.
Yeah.
Cause I was barely alive. Stones throw away from water in my cup. Couldn't reach too far, cause I never gave up.
After this break, Red Barn Radio, Roots Music, Southern Style. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
The truth for as long as I know. Trouble is I find me wherever I go. Climb my way up, back to the bottom. Times get tougher, but you're glad that you got them. Step by step, back to the bottom again.
Did you grow up in that area, in Whitesburg, Jenkins area?
No, but I spent a lot of time there because both sides of my family are on my mom's side. My grandma and grandpa were there. My grandpa's only living sibling still lives there in Jenkins. Some of my cousins live in Whitesburg. They still live there. I mean, I spent a lot of time there. My aunt, on my mom's sister, she lived in Jenkins for a long time until they moved to Indianapolis, and they grew up on, like, Bottom Fork and, like, all these different hollers, and that just was, like, what I knew. But I'm not old. I lucked out with Caitlin. She is in a duo back home. I asked Caitlin on the fly to play a couple songs with us at a gig we just recently had at our little country saloon called Duke's. It's our country bar. She was only supposed to play two songs in day of at Soundcheck. I said, hey, if you want to play on all the songs, by all means, go ahead. She played the whole show, and I was like, do you want to be in the band full time?
I stood steady while you fell heavy in the palms of my hand. But I grew weary 'cause I both our sins.
I got Kevin also from a suggestion in the band. My drummer before, Drew, he fell in love, unfortunately, and moved to Oklahoma.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And I said, oh, my God, are you sure that's what you want to do? I'm so sorry. But it seems to be working out. Kevin, he's also very reliable and consistent. He does not talk in the group chat, and I just know he's going to show up. Like, we had a practice the other day, and I'm like, are you coming to this practice? No response, and then he just showed up. And I'm like, okay, Kevin knows what he's doing. That is a huge piece for me, is releasing and letting go of some of the fear and the control of, like, I got to believe in them and trust that they're going to do what they're going to do. And I got Nate Gray. He filled in for me. He needed a bass player for another show. He came right on, and he was so welcoming, and, like, he was so funny, and he's charismatic, and he was not uncomfortable to be around. And that's kind of what I like, too, about everyone else in the band, is I want to feel like I can connect with you. I know sometimes musicians can be standoffish or, like, I don't want to feel that in my band. I don't want any, like, air in this band. I don't want people to feel like we think we're too good. We're not. I don't want anyone in the band to carry that energy as well. Ray Rayburn, this guy, he's been a tyrant. I met Ray. We played a little Battle of the Bands gig. His other band was in this Battle of the Bands we were playing, and we started chatting, and then my old guitar player couldn't make a gig, and I was going to have him set in, and then we'd been talking kind of ever since, and then I needed another guy. And so I reached out to him, and he was like, I'll give it a shot. And he also came on board for the Dukes gig that Caitlin came on.
Oh, right.
And I've kind of kidnapped both of them for the last, like, month or so. And I'm hoping that I can manipulate them enough to stick around. Right. Mina has been with me the longest. Mina played in a band back in the day with one of our good friends, great singer-songwriter Brandon Wide. And I met Mina through that when I was playing with Landon Keller. It was kind of like, I didn't know a lot of girls in the scene yet. And Mina plays with so many bands, and she has her own band, and she was working at a studio at the time. Little by little, we just kind of became buds. Like, I run a lot of things by her, especially with the band, and like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I did all the harmony work on my first EP on Firefly, the second EP. We recorded that with our full band, and Mina was on that, and the songs here in Nashville. There was some other people on harmony, but I'm like, are you sure we aren't going to get Mina? Because we just sound good together.
You do.
And like, I love her compassion, and Mina is so positive.
Lexington feels like a better place tonight because Mina is here.
They can't have her, but you guys can take a gander, and that's it.
I know this game. I played it once before your way. But I won't say it, no, I won't say it, no. I know what you're waiting for. I know these eyes, the ones right before goodbye. But I won't say it, no, I won't say it, no. I know what you're waiting for. And I won't beg you to stay if you're leaving me on your way. You burn me like the whiskey I can't have, drowning in the love we never had.
thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are so many people to thank for our broadcast, Kara Cole and her great band. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcasts, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out the program, let's beg Kara Cole and her band to come back out and do one more number for us.
You know what, for you, Brad, I'm going to do it. That's the kind of gal I am.
He doesn't even have to wait on it.
You don't even have to wait on it. But I'm...
Nothing but the headlights and my radio on, yeah. But I'm down to my last smoke, 50 miles left to go. I got nothing on my mind but you. So I pack up all my things and I pray for the rain. I don't wanna look back thinking I could fix that even if I try not. fix that even if I try. I've been missing something that I have been wanting all my life. I got both hands on the wheel, letting go of how I feel. Not looking in the rear view, babe, I got a clear view when I start. Waiting on you.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.